The Army is reeling from unfolding allegations that more than a dozen young female recruits may have been raped or sexually harassed. The investigation is going on at the Army Ordnance School at the Aberdeen Proving Ground in northern Maryland. Army officials say they are responding aggressively to the charges and that they are still searching for more suspects. NPR's Philip Davis has this report.
Today at Aberdeen Proving Ground, an obviously shaken Major General Robert Shadley, the head of the training school, said the Army was doing everything possible to investigate the charges fully and to restore the trust that is essential for a great fighting force.
We as leaders have a responsibility to take care of our soldiers, and it breaks your heart when we don't. Well, I say that, the vast majority of the students and faculty here are doing a great job every day.
The charges of sexual harassment and rape surfaced in September when a female recruit filed a complaint. A team of Army investigators descended on the base and, after hearing her story, began a massive investigation in which more than 550 current and past recruits were interviewed. More than a dozen women have come forward to say they were raped, coerced into sex, or sexually harassed by at least two training officers. Three men have been charged so far. Captain Derek Robertson was charged with rape, obstruction of justice, adultery, and having an improper relationship with a recruit. In today's Baltimore Sun, Robertson admitted he got into a relationship improperly with one recruit, but heatedly denied the criminal charges. A second man, Drill Sergeant Delmar Simpson, is being held on charges including rape and forcible sodomy. A third man, Staff Sergeant Nathaniel Beach, has been charged with an improper relationship with a recruit. And there could be more suspects, Major General Shadley hinted today.
We are continuing to investigate, again caring for our victims, looking to develop any potential further perpetrators of these offenses, and to look for systemic causes.
Shadley said in the meantime, the base is doing what it can to change the atmosphere there, going so far as to strictly enforce a buddy system in which a soldier is with his or her buddy at all times. Susan Barnes, the coordinator of a military support group called Women Active in Nation's Defense, Advocates and Supporters, said even though the Army has the best record in terms of sexual integration of the four services, this case has the typical pattern of a male superior exploiting a woman farther down on the chain of command.
That is classic. It's really often more about power than it is about sex, and it's not a lot different from what we see in the civilian society. The question I would want to ask is, were these young recruits being targeted on truly a random basis, or indeed were they targeting young women who maybe were having problems with their training?
Barnes says that, whatever the answer, more needs to be done to change a military environment that allows sexual assaults and harassment to occur. I'm Philip Davis reporting.